Hello again, Sheridan. This is The Face with another quick news update. A Mississauga teacher is facing allegations of sexual assault and has been fired by an Islamic private school. Tahir Mahmood has been charged with sexual assault and sexual exploitation by Peel Regional Police after a 17-year-old girl alleges he assaulted her last month. Taking a look at international news, North Korea has launched four ballistic missiles toward the Sea of Japan. Three of the missiles fell into Japan's exclusive economic zone after flying 1,000 kilometers in what Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called a new stage of threat. The type of missile is unclear, but North Korea is still banned from any missile or nuclear test by the UN. Google is being accused of spreading fake news through the website's snippets and search function. For those unfamiliar with the feature, it automatically pulls in short answers to common questions from popular websites. For example, if you search, "Who is the richest man in the world?" the site will give you a direct answer based off most popular sites to save you that little extra click. However, unfortunately, if the most popular sites visited are filled with propaganda and false information, you might be getting the wrong answer. The U.S. Defense Department is investigating reports that a number of Marines shared naked photographs of female colleagues on Facebook. Pictures accompanied by names, ranks, and units of females were found in a Facebook group called Marines United. The group that consisted of over 30,000 active and retired Marines has recently been shut down. Now let's take a quick look at our 7-day forecast. Today we'll be sitting at a high of 6 with a ton of clouds. Tuesday we're jumping up to 11 degrees, but with a 90% chance of rain. Wednesday we're at a high of 8. Thursday to Sunday it's going to get chilly as we'll be sitting around 0, but thankfully the sun will be out to give us some warmth. Also tonight, make sure to drive safe as we're looking at freezing rain starting around 8 p.m. That's all the time we have, but make sure to come back later because we have some more news and updates for your face.